Have you ever wondered why some salespeople consistently outperform their peers? Consider Laura, who transformed from having one of the worst closing rates in her company to exceeding her quota by 73% with one simple change, incorporating a short story into every sales meeting. This dramatic turnaround reveals the hidden power of storytelling in sales. The story-selling method, developed through interviews with 71 sales leaders and tested with organizations like Google and Visa, has gained recognition not for complicated techniques or manipulative tactics, but for something far more fundamental: the authentic human connection that stories create. In increasingly competitive markets where products and services become more similar by the day, your ability to tell compelling stories might be your most powerful differentiator. Our brains are wired to respond to stories more powerfully than data. Stanford professor Chip Heath's research showed that while only 5% of listeners recalled statistics, 63% remembered stories, a memory advantage that directly impacts sales success. Stories also dramatically increase perceived value. The significant objects experiment proved this by attaching fictional stories to $1.25 thrift store items and reselling them for an average of $36.12. A 2,700% increase from narrative alone. Neuroscientist Paul Zak found that compelling stories trigger oxytocin release in listeners' brains, the same bonding hormone present between mothers and babies. This makes listeners more trustworthy and compassionate toward the storyteller, reducing sales resistance and creating neural coupling, where listeners' brain patterns synchronize with the storyteller's. Creating effective sales stories follows a learnable four-step structure that creates compelling narratives without overwhelming buyers. First, establish context: when, where, and who. A simple opening like, 2 years back, I got a call from the head of purchasing at one of the largest UK retailers, gives your story credibility. Then, share what's on the main character's mind to build listener investment. Next, introduce the challenge facing the main character. This should be relatable and substantial enough to show what's at stake, though it doesn't need to be life-changing. The third step reveals the response, how the main character addresses the challenge through key decisions and actions. Focus on one or two crucial actions that turn the situation around. Finally, show the result and transformation that occurred. Demonstrate the change in the character's situation with one or two meaningful sentences that avoid appearing boastful. Great storytelling relies on three key elements: surprise, emotions, and visual moments. These components capture attention, influence purchasing decisions, and transport listeners into the character's world. Use anticipation hooks to generate immediate interest. For example, a couple of months ago, one of our customers found a creative solution for exactly your problem. Create pattern interrupts that establish expectations before introducing unexpected twists. Share inner dialogue during crucial moments to build emotional investment. Revealing a character's thoughts and anxieties. Oh shoot, that sucks. No doubt he'll call my boss and complain. Goodbye bonus. Makes listeners care about the outcome. Include outer dialogue to make stories more vivid. Instead of, my boss told me that my pitch wasn't good enough, use direct quotes. My boss said, Nora, you gotta work on your pitch. You won't close any deals if you stick to that approach. Show emotions through physical descriptions rather than abstract statements. Replace, my boss was extremely pleased with, my boss came up to me and patted me on my back with a big smile on his face. Keep stories concise. The most effective sales stories average just 1 minute and 27 seconds. Start close to the challenge, eliminate non-essential characters, and focus on 1 to 3 crucial moments. Expert storytellers keep specific stories ready for key sales moments. Here are the 5 types you must master. Connection stories are brief personal accounts that reveal who you are. Instead of small talk, these 30-60-second stories build rapport by sharing something meaningful that encourages reciprocal sharing. Though it may feel uncomfortable, most customers respond well. Industry stories address challenges affecting your buyer's business landscape, establishing you as a trusted advisor. They help facilitate discovery when buyers hesitate to share problems. Reference authority figures when possible. Collective expertise carries more weight than individual opinion. Success stories demonstrate how customers effectively used your solution. Since people seek social validation before decisions, these stories provide proof. Remember, the customer is the hero. You're just the guide helping them succeed. Differentiation stories showcase your unique value through concrete examples. While novice salespeople respond to "why you" with generic claims about being a market leader, these stories demonstrate real distinctiveness. Resistance stories tackle common objections through emotional appeal rather than logic, sharing examples of customers who moved past initial doubts to achieve success. While starting with one story per type is good, aim to develop 10 to 15 stories total to address different customer segments and situations. This allows you to customize your approach based on industry, company size, decision-maker level, and specific pain points. You can source stories from three main areas. First, examine your own experiences through your CRM and closed deals. Ask, what was the client's problem? How did you help? What impact did you create? Focus on situations where you exceeded expectations or delivered exceptional results. If you need more material, connect with satisfied clients. Ask about their journey, your solution's impact, and measurable results. Focus on specific metrics. "We reduced processing time by 47%" beats vague claims about efficiency. You can also leverage others' experiences by interviewing colleagues, particularly those in customer-facing roles. Always get explicit permission to use their stories and confirm whether client names can be shared. Create a story bank to organize your stories. For each entry, document the title, use case, target audience, key point, story type, source, summary, metrics, and permission status for client names. Setting ambitious rather than merely achievable goals accelerates your storytelling growth by forcing upgrades in habits, skills, and beliefs. The SMART framework is most effective when achievable becomes ambitious, as shown by a business that targeted $500K revenue, reached $210K, and far exceeded their original $50K goal. This demonstrates how stretching beyond comfort zones drives breakthrough results. Select up to 5 specific actions with deadlines across 4 areas: crafting stories, finding stories, building confidence, and delivering stories. Examples include interviewing 3 successful colleagues weekly, writing 2 new stories monthly, and practicing delivery for 15 minutes daily. Becoming an effective story seller requires practice, not perfection. Start immediately with family, friends, and coworkers, using every opportunity to hone your skills. Track audience reactions to refine your approach and build a support network for feedback and accountability. As Maya Angelou noted about the agony of untold stories, your stories deserve to be shared, and your buyers need to hear them. Consistent practice transforms both conversations and results, with practitioners seeing 20 to 45% improvements in close rates. Your story matters and could be the difference between losing an opportunity and winning big.